Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us. There comes a time in an artist's life when they have the desire and the resources to do what they want and not worry about what a record label, a producer, or even fans are asking for. Such is the case for Austin-based singer-songwriter Jess Klein. Her latest album is called Learning Faith. It's a bit of a concept album in as much as she wanted to say some things in her music, knowing it wouldn't get on the radio, and some folks would disagree with her. She's currently touring the Upper Midwest with her partner Mike June, and they pulled over at WUWM for a visit to chat with WUWM's Bruce Winter.
Joining us in the studio, Jess Klein and Mike June. They are on the road, touring in support of Jess's record, Learning Faith, but they are bypassing Milwaukee this time around. But we kind of reached out and basically said, hey, you got to drive through Milwaukee anyway to get to Chicago. Why not have a little pit stop here with us? And here we all are. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
I want to talk about Jess's album, Learning Faith, because it's been out there for a while. And as you say, Jess, it's really kind of emotionally brutal at times to listen to. And I'm sure you surprised some folks by that. But where did the genesis come for this idea of learning faith in many areas of our lives? Where did that begin for you?
Well, I guess I've always had an interest in spirituality. I've never had a religion. I wasn't raised really with any religion, but I've always felt like a longing to connect to something bigger, I guess you could say. And I've also always, because I've always been an artist, I've always been sort of taking leaps of faith. You know, you just put yourself out there, and whether it's showing up to the gig and hoping people come, or putting out an album and hoping you raise enough money to make it, or writing a new song and hoping people connect with it, those are kind of all leaps of faith. You know, there's no guarantee when this is your life, you know. So even though that's always worked out for me, I still struggle a lot with just having faith and being relaxed and in the moment and that kind of thing. And so part of the inspiration for me was just to try and go head on into that question of, you know, how do I find that kind of reassurance that things are going to be okay? Or like, why is this such a struggle? And what is faith to me, you know, because it doesn't sort of group mentalities make me a little uncomfortable. So, and it feels like a very personal thing to try and figure out. So all those things sort of led me to write a concept album. And then in terms of some of the, I don't know, brutality or just edginess of it, you know, Mike and I have lived together, I guess, for a couple years now. We've been dating for 3 years, and he's very outspoken and, you know, quote unquote political in his music. And that's really been an inspiration to me. And I thought, you know, when you live with another songwriter, it's like you can't just phone it in, you know. So it's kind of pushed me to speak up about things that matter to me too.
That raises a question, Mike. Do you guys grade each other?
No. I mean, I don't think if we're stuck or we need some feedback, you know, it's good to have somebody. But I think for me, like she was saying, like, I guess my personality gave her like the courage to maybe write things she wouldn't write in the past. But at the same time, like, Jess is like one of the hardest workers I've ever been around. So for me, just watching her get up every day and work on a song or practice the guitar or practice her singing, and like, you know, she's the last person who needs to practice singing. But it just inspires me, or it makes me feel terrible. I'm just sitting on the couch watching it happen. But she's definitely taught me more by example than us, like, sitting around comparing notes.
Likewise, mm-hmm. I'd say.
What I found interesting, Jess, with these songs is that you raise a lot of questions, and that's probably, you know, the job of an artist and a songwriter, to raise a lot of questions. But you don't offer the answers, which I think is something that should be left to those to interpret the music.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable trying to tell someone else what the answer should be for them, especially, like, I mean, we were saying faith is such a personal thing. You know, when I was younger, I would try and take on, you know, political issues, but it would come out just sounding kind of didactic or something. And I just think the best writing is, and the best art is just something that gives you a glimpse of something that's happening in real life. Like those songs that I wrote inspired by the protest in Austin and Senator Davis's filibuster. This was, I guess, two summers ago now, when Rick Perry was trying to shut down all the women's clinics in Texas. It wasn't like I went there like, oh, this is going to be a, you know, I'm going to go there and find something to write about. But just being a human being surrounded by all these other people that showed up to speak up for themselves and listening to the stories that Wendy Davis was reading from all these people across Texas. I mean, those are, that's people's lives, you know, and that's, yeah. I think that's what makes for the best art, is to just, you know, what do you feel when you're seeing that and observing it and hearing it? What does it make you want to say, you know?
Well, we've been talking a lot here about these songs and the process that went into them. Let's listen to one. Why don't you pick one?
Sure. How about Dear God?
Okay. This is Dear God from the album Learning Faith. Our guests, Jess Klein and Mike June, in the studio tonight.
Dear God, tell me what I'm gonna do between bad and worse. What am I gonna choose? I tried to see the doctor today, but the governor slammed the door right in my face. And I'm 17 years old. Is my time already told? With a baby of a baby on its way. Got the name of a place out on 56 for some kind of price. They'll give me some kind of fix in the land of the free. I've come to this.
Life, sweet life that
That is Dear God. It is from the album Learning Faith from Jess Klein. She and Mike June are guests tonight, and they are on their way to Chicago, but, you know, we'll forgive them for that, for bypassing Milwaukee this time around. I want to ask you guys, when you tour about and do these songs, in you're doing mostly smaller clubs, kind of intimate kind of clubs, on this upper Midwest tour, I guess we can call it. Do you feel like you have to explain either a new song or an old song to the people? Do you engage the audience by saying, this is what this song is about at the time of a show, or do you just do it and hopefully they get it?
I think it depends, you know. For me, it feels like if it's an audience I've played for a lot before, sometimes I don't feel like I have to explain songs because they've heard them before, or, you know.
Yeah, or with new things, you know, enjoy it now and dissect it later.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, let's talk about something a little more lighter and happier.
Sure.
And that is, you guys have been on the road now. I don't know exactly how long, but, I mean, you're on the road together. You're touring together. You are a couple. You're spending 24 hours a day together for an extended amount of time. Does there get to be a point where you have to be alone for a while, or just you start driving each other crazy in the car? I wish you would stop doing that.
I'm going to let her answer this question.
I think by nature, I'm someone who needs to be alone, you know, a certain amount of time per day or something. Probably Mike's very gregarious, actually, so I don't know. If he's annoyed by me, he hides it really well. But, yeah, I mean, it's a learning curve. It's like, that's a lot of closeness, but it's definitely, I feel like we're learning.
But we should be totally open to that. We live in a one-bedroom
apartment.
Yeah, we
live in a tiny space,
so,
too.
Like, I mean,
we're kind of used to it.
But, I just got back from like a six-week tour by myself. So, you know, we also have time where we don't see each other for such a long stretch. So,
yeah,
kind of balances out in the end.
Yeah.
All right, here's the final question. Yeah, in this business that you have chosen to make your life, and you're in it for the long haul, both you guys, how long does it take to learn to have faith in yourself that you could do this?
Give it any minute now.
I'd say, it's taken me, I've been writing songs and performing them for 20 years, and I'd say it's taken me until the last couple years to feel like, okay, you know what, no matter what's going on in the business part of this, I have faith in what I am doing artistically. You know, I have gotten up on enough stages and dealt with the whole, you know, range of emotions that go with that and the whole range of feedback that goes with that. And I know that if I took the time to put into crafting a song and it feels real to me, that's enough. I'm going to get up and I'm going to have faith that that song is, it's worth it. If it moves me, then it's a good song. But, you know, in terms of the business, I don't, you know, that's a lot of factors no one person can control.
You can't, you know, control
you
it
just
now.
Have to like either want to do it or not. And so far, I guess I still want to do it. So,
well, we still want you to too.
Thanks.
I want to thank you guys for coming in and on the way to Chicago, taking a break. Not that it's that far of a drive, but, you know, it's after being on the road a lot, it's nice to make just a short little
it
drive.
It is, take actually. It's really nice.
Jess Klein and Mike June, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Surrender.
Austin-based singer-songwriter Jess Klein chatted with WUWM's Bruce Winter in the studio. She and her partner Mike June are currently on tour in the Upper Midwest. There is more information about Klein and her music at WUWM.com.
Surrender, surrender. Heed the voice that drowns out.